Welcome to another episode of GEQ Speaks, your go-to platform for insightful conversations, captivating stories, and thought-provoking discussions. GEQ is a series of experiences, and we're just making sense of that as we go along. That is what we're doing here, one conversation at a time. So sit back, relax, and let's dive into our episode.
Okay, yeah, we're good to go.
We're good to go?
Yeah, we're good to go.
Is the voice working?
I hope so.
Are we recording right now?
Only one way to find out.
We're live, I guess.
Yes.
So, hello, everyone. We're happy you're here. We're tuning into our podcast. Took us long to get here. In room 130 in Lau Library in Washington, D.C., main campus of Georgetown.
Basement of the basement, but yeah.
The underground tunnels.
Yes, we made it here.
Not with the rats, we're...
I mean, yeah, it's winter, so I mean, rats aren't that much of an issue at the moment, but yep, that's what Georgetown's notorious for.
How did Ibrahim find the room?
So, yes, on our semester abroad here in D.C., I was just roaming around Lau and I was like, oh, this door says podcast room. I was like, yeah, that sounds familiar. And given our experiences in the past, I was like, yeah, let's explore that. So I just took a photo of the QR code and I was like, yeah, let me run it by the mass and see if we're still down to record episodes. Turns out, because of the huge surge of, you know, episodes we're getting out of Qatar at the moment, people are super, super pumped up about getting episodes. So I was like, yeah, let's get into the mix and just, like, you know, start dishing out episodes on our end as well.
We had to join in, guys.
Exactly. How can we, you know, feel left out of the
race
at the
moment? We were having big FOMO, so we couldn't give up the mic. You know what I mean?
That's true.
We had to be there. Yeah, we're here now with our podcast. So it's been a year, or more than a year, actually.
Oh, yeah.
We started in September last year. Now it's October of 2024. So GEQ Speaks has grown.
Look how far we've come.
Yep. Who would have known we've come here. I think it's interesting how we're in DC right now, but yet we're still recording for the podcast. It's interesting because I think the episodes we've aired in the last year have represented, like, different parts of the Georgetown student body. But we are looking to reach out more and cover more topics.
Absolutely. I feel like it's time to switch gears now and just move and shift towards episodes that really come out of the target audience that we have over there back in Qatar. And there's tons of stuff that people are excited about, and we tried our best in the past to cater to as much demand as we can, but basically now moving forward, let's basically just multiply that and just go out there and see what is actually what people are interested in. So the whole purpose of, like, you know, this episode is to kind of get you guys to join us and just let us know what you guys are interested in and what you want us to focus on as we move forward. So what we're going to do is we're going to give out a poll on our Instagram page as well as Spotify. And we're going to ask you guys to just send us your episode requests. So whatever you're interested in. Now, we're in a unique position over here in DC, and I'm sure there's a lot of things you guys would be interested in. So we can literally, you know, get you in touch with the guys who we find here or the people who are there back in Qatar and just foster exchange, dialogue, and things of that sort. So even like last night, for instance, I was thinking, what can we do over here out in DC? And I was like, so I'm working with the GOPD over here, and I was like, cop stories are super, super interesting. So I would definitely want to hear something that, like, for instance, like the sergeant or lieutenant has to say about their lived experiences back in like the NYPD or something, or like GOPD and something of that sort. So there are tons of super cool stories out there that we can just, like, absolutely get into.
Definitely, yeah. I think we have a very diverse student body.
Yeah, here as well.
We could listen to a lot of experiences, a lot of international students and a lot of locals as well. We can hear different stories, different backgrounds.
Yeah. It's just a matter of just, like, you know, gauging a sense of what people are interested in now, so that we can just, like, specifically gear and tailor episodes towards that and see where it goes from there.
And I think the whole point of us starting the podcast was for the community. I think we want you guys to feel like this platform is yours.
Absolutely.
We don't want to monopolize this to become just ours. I think it's time for you guys to also take part of it, which you have been in the past year, but we also are looking forward to more engagement, to more proactive individuals who are willing to record their own episodes, and we would facilitate featuring them on our podcast, on our platforms, and they would become voices of the community that maybe reach out to bigger audiences. So I think that's our main goal of GEQ Speaks, I guess, one year in the making.
Absolutely, absolutely. And that's been our approach since day one. Like, literally, we've been out there for you guys as a platform for you to come in and just like chime in with anything you're interested in. And then you guys can take lead of the episodes, be the hosts, whether you're not comfortable being, like, for instance, like hosting episodes or something, you can just like be involved with the production process, sort of like direct things, find the right people, find the right guests, and just like come up with a cool story. So that's totally, totally like up to you guys, and we're there to facilitate you in any way possible.
Mm-hmm. And we understand that it might be intimidating, like, a little bit because of your name being attached to something.
Yeah.
But you could always work behind the scenes, and this is a no judgment zone. We're absolutely judgment free zone. So we would love to have everybody's input.
We still make through it.
We're attempting to be a judgment free zone, guys.
Absolutely.
So feel free to reach out to either me or Ibrahim. We're still trying to make this a bigger thing.
Still out there, still running.
The podcast is not over yet.
Yes, sir.
And we would like to, you know, when they always talk about projects like being led by some people and then disappearing after these people leave.
Yeah.
I think that was one of my biggest fears.
That's true. Me as well. So mm-hmm. we don't want this to die because we've spent, like, you know, a fair share of a year and a half just like building this.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be sad to see this go away.
And
so that's why we
potential.
Want you guys to take charge. Yeah.
It has
awesome potential. I'm pretty sure about that.
Mm.
And we've got the right people in the community as well who, if just like take up interest in this, just like explore certain avenues that they're interested in, I'm pretty sure we can find some awesome stories out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this is a call out for you guys in the community to reach out to us and come up with your own ideas, your own topics, your own podcasts, and just use this as your own platform, just as if you just created it and you'd like to feature your ideas on it. So feel free to do that.
Absolutely. Looking forward to an amazing and exciting semester ahead with like some super, super interesting episodes. So stay tuned for that. Okay, now how am I going to turn this thing off? Freaking paper got. Okay.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of GEQ Speaks. We hope you've gained valuable insights and inspirations from our conversation today. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to follow us on our Instagram page at GEQ_speaks, and be sure to leave a review on Spotify to show your support.